So Jesus is having a conversation with the very important people of his time. He asks them, "What is your opinion?" I'm very sure Jesus already knew the opinion he was seeking from them. He did not ask for that opinion because he didn't already know. He asked their opinion so that they might come to realize if they are the people who they say they are or not. He approaches this delicate subject in this gospel today by asking them about what they think of those who say one thing and do another, and he tells the story of the two sons. Jesus asks us the same thing. What is your opinion of you? Are you really who you say you are? To ponder this question carefully before you finalize your opinion, consider these two cases. An elder member of a family had raised her children nominally in the Catholic faith after her divorce. And once they had finished elementary school, she quit going to church. The children followed suit. Decades had passed. The elder had become very sick over a very short period of time and recently had a bad fall that led to a hospitalization and advanced life support. The family, saying they were Catholic and vaguely remembering that there was something Catholic people were supposed to get before they died, asked the hospital to find a priest to give what they called extreme unction or something like that. For good reasons, the hospital could not accommodate the request. The family was furious. They threatened legal action and filed a formal complaint. What is your opinion of the family's words and actions? Were they who they said they were? A woman took a bag of rice to a single-parent family from a different religious background, a different cultural and ethnic background, and a different neighborhood. With multiple mouths to feed, the donor was absolutely sure that the family would devour the rice immediately. When the woman gave the rice to the family, the mother, who had known the donor for many, many talks they had together, immediately took some of it and ran out of the house, returning shortly thereafter with no rice. The donor asked her, "What did you do with the rice?" "I took it to another family who needed it more," came the reply. The donor was Mother Teresa. What is your opinion of these women? Were they who they said they were? Each of the writers of the five biblical readings that you heard just immediately prior to this, the author is Ezekiel, the psalmist, St. Paul, St. John, and St. Matthew. They're challenging their listeners about living an authentic life. An authentic life of faith. One where you are who you say you are. Each in their own writing style are making the point that for a person of faith, words and actions are important. And they're important to the extent that they have the, quote, that same attitude, unquote, as the one who called us to faith, Jesus. And in that second reading, we heard how beautifully Jesus was absolutely everything. The writers also make it very clear that there's a terrible cost for one who says they are one thing but lives differently than that. The Israelites in the first reading, chief priests and the elders in the gospel clearly got that message today. That's the hard news. The good news is if you turn away from that divided life back to a life in Christ, repent welcome with open arms. They're never left out. So, what is your opinion? Are you really who you said you are? In your own life, do your words and actions follow the values, the realities, the attitudes, the truths of Jesus or not? Do you say you are Catholic? Arrive here week after week, hear the gospel preached, follow the rote prayer for an hour or less, maybe receive communion, and then leave this building only to forget or deny Jesus by your choices, desires, words, actions. This is one of the burning questions at the core of today's readings. Do you claim to be a Christian, but perhaps seek fulfillment in virtual or digital realities? Do you perhaps ignore God's reminders that you are his beloved child? The reading Father read at the beginning of Mass, do you remember you are heirs to the treasures of heaven? Knowing that, do you perhaps go about wasting yourself or others as you chase thrills to escape commitments to the vocation to which you've been called? Or perhaps do you forget even that you know Jesus when it comes time to go? Jesus asks the chief priests and the elders, and he asks us, what is your opinion of you, of your words and actions? Are you who you say you are? Your opinion has real significant consequences for you, both in this world and beyond this world, just as it did to the chief priests and elders, and just as it did for Jesus and his very self. For all Christians who are what they say they are, whose life is aligned with the words and actions and attitude of Jesus, may God be